is 2025.
It's
up
there.
I got to go back and look to see how many years we've been doing this.
This auction is big.
It's big and it's super fun. Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite things. Well, I mean, a lot of things that we do are actually my favorite things, but there's a lot of fun, a lot of prizes to be had. And it's not like your typical auction to where you go and you get things that have been sitting around a while or whatever. Mm-hmm. These are all brand new items. And you are guaranteed to save money.
Indeed. Sometimes up to a whopping double digits.
Well, that's true. I mean, it's an auction, so you just never know. And, you're guaranteed once we hit 80% of that retail price, the auction is done. And whoever gets in first gets it. So,
wow.
You know, you can.
Now, once again, this is out at the fairgrounds, air-conditioned big showroom there.
Yes, and it's a very large building, mm-hmm. so we will have social distancing in place. We will comply with all of the CDC requirements and things like that. So, you know, don't be nervous about being there. And, if you want to bring your sanitizer and wear your mask, you're definitely welcome to do so. And we'll be out and having a good time. And there's a lot of different... wide variety of items to choose from.
Now, once again, the date on this for the auction?
July 25th.
July 25th. So it's mm-hmm. got to be hot on the outside, cool on the inside, and spectacular when you open your wallet because you're going to save a lot of money.
That's right. We start, doors open at 8, mm-hmm. and then the bidding starts at 9. So you'll mm-hmm. have a little bit of time to peruse your items and see what you like and write down your list and be ready. And you can bid on the items, or we have that ever-popular max bid. So if you want to hit that 80% because you want that item really bad, then that's what you're going to hold up. And then it's at the auctioneer's discretion as to who gets it first and which one ever he sees first. So make sure you're quick on the draw. But the other thing I want to talk about, Tom, is the OK Cooking School.
Yeah.
The K-1 Cooking Extravaganza is coming up. We are... had to reschedule from the springtime, and now we're, more towards the fall area. But September 1st is the scheduled time, mm-hmm. and we're going to be making a little bit of an arrangement for the social distancing and things like that. So, it might look a little bit different this year, but, we're still doing a lot of the same things. We're still going to have that really good goodie bag, and we're still going to have the cookbook. And that's what I want to talk to you about. I want the recipes. Now, mm-hmm. we did this a little bit earlier in the year, and I still have all of those recipes, and they are in the cookbook and ready to roll. But I still need some more. I still have some space. And if we get an influx of them, we might add some more pages and do some more things since it's, a little bit further down in the year. Mm-hmm. But send them to me. You can email them to me, tina@bartersvilleradio.com. You can bring them by the station. We're at 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips. You can bring them to the auction if you want.
Oh, yeah, we'll take them there.
Yeah, you can take a picture of it and email it to me. I mean, if that's something that you don't want to have to write it out and you're, I like this recipe, but I don't want to have to type all that, no problem. Just take a picture and email it. No problem.
We'll take care of you.
We definitely will. So, if you've got ladies at church and you want to gather a whole bunch mm-hmm. of them together and bring them all to me at one time or whatever you want to do. Just you can go to okcookingschool.com and submit it there. It comes directly to me. So all kinds of fun things, all kinds of ways to get them to me. So if you want to get them to me, please do so.
That's the K-1 Cooking Extravaganza. Miss Tina, I want to thank you very much for being with us here on our Community Connection.
Thanks, Tom.
All righty. And we've got more coming up.